You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Daniel Veal. He is the Director of Marketing for Athletics, and Jorge Vasquez. He is the man responsible for bringing all the entertainment to the University of Texas at El Paso. We're going to talk about something that's happening this weekend, and that's Minor Palooza. And Jorge, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Minor Palooza, yes. It's a great student festival. It's 24 years that we've done this. It's the 24th Minor Palooza Festival. And it definitely celebrates the football season and the start of all football activities. And, of course, the lineup is great, and we'll talk more about it in a little bit.
Because we're celebrating our centennial, it is the party of the century. And joining us is the Director of Marketing with Athletics, and that is Daniel Veal. And, Daniel, Minor Palooza, when it first started, it was kind of a way of kicking off the semester, the fall semester, and also a way of kicking off the football season, the home stretch, and the fact that you're introducing the players, the coaches. What does the athletic department have planned for Minor Palooza?
We're definitely bringing as many coaches as we can this year. Being that it is our centennial, we want as many athletic people involved. Really, to us, it is the kickoff to football season, but really it's the kickoff to our entire athletic season as well. So, you know, we'll be showcasing football, men's and women's basketball this coming evening. But volleyball is unfortunately out of town, and soccer will be playing at the exact same time as Minor Palooza. So, we've got at least three of our other, key coaches coming up this fall semester. So it's great for everybody to get to see the band back in action. To me, there's nothing more exciting than hearing the marching band come down the street playing the fight song. It puts everybody back into that UTEP minor mode. As well as we'll have the cheerleaders and gold diggers performing for everybody. So it's going to be a great pep rally. It's always a highlight of the evening. Fans always enjoy it, and it'll be another fun year of celebrating UTEP athletics.
What can the fans look forward to as far as highlight? Is there a special player that you're looking forward to highlighting this year because, you've been working with him or he's been redshirted?
Well, there's many, to be honest, this year. But Aaron Jones from El Paso, he's going to be a great asset to the team. He scored three touchdowns last weekend versus New Mexico. So he's off to a great start. As long as we keep him healthy, we'll be doing okay. And obviously Jameel Showers, this is his last season in college football. So it's time to shine. It's time for him to do what he does best. So between the two of them and a rejuvenated defense, I think we'll be good to go on the football field this year.
And, of course, we can't forget that the Lady Basketball Miners champions.
It was an amazing experience to be in the Women's NIT Championship. Selling out two straight games with the third game before that at over 10,000 fans. Not many schools can do that for a men's team, and we did it three games for a women's team. And Keitha deserves all the respect in the world, as well as her players. Her players played with the heart that we want to see played with here at UTEP. And you can't coach those things. Those are things that I think you're that envelop in you. And so it was just for us, we were just along for the ride. I mean, it was just fun just to be there and be in the middle of all the electricity. But really it was them that, did all the work.
And Jorge, as we mentioned before, you are in charge of entertainment for the university. It's not an easy job. I mean, you are constantly on the phone working with people, negotiating contracts, renegotiating contracts, because these people who come here on tour are not necessarily just saying, hey, let's go to El Paso, let's call Jorge. I mean, this is done years in advance.
It is. Most people ask me, what's the biggest competition? Do you compete with the buildings in town? And it's truly a competition of the markets, I think. El Paso is still considered in the entertainment industry as a tertiary market, believe it or not. And it is my job to go to trade conferences in New York, L.A., Chicago, all the hubs of entertainment, and sell the city, sell the market as a vibrant and responsive market. I think we've done a good job so far trying to get our our presence seen out there, and we've seen more entertainment now than ever. The music industry is in a healthier place than it used to be. And yes, it's not an easy thing to do. We compete locally, we compete regionally, and there's tours that won't want to stop here because they think that we don't have the facilities, but it's my job to tell them that we do. And now I think more than ever we have a better presence than we did before. We've seen it with the number of tours that are coming to town. And I mean, proof of that is we have the biggest tour ever touring right now, One Direction coming up. And people see that. Even for Minapalooza, a lot of people were, a lot of artists wanted to play because they know about El Paso. And it's incredible. It's really, really great.
We'll get to Minapalooza in just a minute. But for people who may not be familiar with One Direction, would you mind just giving us a brief description?
One Direction right now is the number one boy band in the world. They originated in the UK from one of those talent contests. These are kids that are very talented. They really play instruments. They really sing. Their show is very interactive. They bring in a demographic that is so unique. I went to Nashville and I took a couple of my staff members to take a look at the concert and see what it entailed, what kind of monster we were bringing to El Paso, and be prepared. And what I saw was very, for us that do what I do in the music industry, it's we need that. We need the new talent. We need to develop that new generation of fans and give them the best experience possible, because we once had that when we were younger, and we need to develop the music industry in the new modality as it's rolling out.
The fall signifies usually, you know, the smell of fresh-cut grass and, of course, the band playing, and that automatically says it's fall, it's football time. And of course, our band is going to be here at Minapalooza, and they do a great job.
They do, under the new direction. I think the band is going to be one of the highlights of Minapalooza. I agree with you. I think the sounds of the band and make the tailgating experience, the football experience, and they oftentimes they become you know, also the stars on the field, as a team is equally important, and our band, they do such a great job. It's a highlight for sure.
Daniel, let me ask you, from your perspective in athletics, and you're there on the sidelines or up in the press box, tell us what the band does for the players. I know when I played high school football, and yes, I was the smallest guy on the team, but the band, they really inspire you, especially if you know, you're winning or you're on that winning drive and there's a few seconds left.
In my opinion, the atmosphere is created by the band. They initiate everything. They are your biggest asset on game day of entertaining fans, as well as getting the players energized. For example, last weekend the band was able to go up to Albuquerque to the New Mexico game, and the fact that you added almost 200 band members to the atmosphere with instruments and just their energy themselves, they're spirited kids. They want to be there, and they're there to support their university and their team. So, yeah, if you get a really good band director like Kenny Capshaw is, he really brings that out in these kids. And we're really excited to see the things that he has planned for the year with them. Football is a very traditional band setting, marching band. But when we get to basketball season and we get to have the crazy pep bands, we get to have that now. And that is what we're going to be so excited about. It's going to absolutely reshape our game day atmosphere. But yeah, I agree. They bring the energy and the entertainment to all fans and the players within the arena.
And the entertainment for this weekend and tonight's Minapalooza?
Well, the entertainment is fantastic, I think. We have a little bit of everything for all music tastes. And of course, I'm quite certain people will enjoy it. We open up with El Paso's favorite band, the crazy guys from Funky Mongol. You know, they bring the party wherever they go, you know. And tonight they're going to be the opener for Minapalooza. And, of course, after that we go into the pep rally, and Daniel will talk more about it. But we also have a soft R&B regional kid. His name is Matthew Johnson. Very positive lyrics, very upbeat music, very cool, soft R&B. And after that, we have someone who graduated from UTEP not too long ago, Christina Eustace. And she is a Latin Grammy Award nominee. She has won Premios Texas as Best Vocalist. She is a loose record, a recording artist. She won Vive El Sueño and other contests in Puerto Rico. She's a huge star in Mexico, and she's coming in back to her hometown, back to her alma mater, you know, the university, and play for us, unveiling her mariachi album here at Minor Palooza. It's a big deal. She's very excited. I talked to her yesterday, and she's very, very excited to be here. And after that, we go into an EDM mode. We transition from Funky Mongol Party, then soft R&B with Matthew Johnson, then Mexican Hour and mariachi and banda, Christina Eustace, and then we go into EDM with Tim Gunter, the 2013 DJ of the Year for Red Bull DJ of the Year, three-style competition. Amazing kid from Austin. He's coming in to open for the EDM Hour. EDM stands for Electronic Dance Music. And then he opens up for our headliner of the night, who is the Cataracts. He is the producer, multi-platinum producer for Dev. You know, he contributed to huge music hits such as Dancing in the Dark, like a G6. And for those out there who know electronic dance music, it's a big deal. And we're excited to have him here.
Now, you mentioned the pep rally, and so we can't let Daniel off the hook here. And he's going to do a few cheers for us and sing the minor pep song. No, I'm just kidding, Daniel.
I'm probably one of the few at the school that knows the entire fight song. So
then go ahead.
Jorge, you can get the instruments that going.
Yeah, there you go.
it's going to be great. You know, we have a little mini parade that that the band will be doing leading up to the stage. And we'll have men's and women's basketball marching with them in the parade. Football will be coming out a little bit of a different entrance. But they'll all meet up at the stage, and we'll be having some performances by the Gold Diggers, the cheerleaders, the all three of our head coaches, Sean Cougar from football, Tim Floyd from basketball, and Keitha Adams for women's basketball, will all be up on stage with our athletic director, Bob Stoll, and Dr. Natalicio. We got a pretty premier group up there from UTEP to get the crowd going and invite them to come join us this season at all of our athletic events help celebrate the centennial celebration that, you know, we're all definitely looking forward to.
That would be a good trivia question as far as who knows the entire words to the fight song. That would be good.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Yeah, maybe we can think of something like that for the future. Now, as we wind up the program, Jorge, people know that there is a lot of construction going on campus. So tell us about parking and where the event's going to take place.
Well, thankfully, the construction in the critical areas that would have impacted perhaps Minor Palooza is already done and over. Sambo Drive looks better than ever with four lanes of traffic, and it's completely open. The roundabout and on Glory Road and Sambo Drive, it's fully done, looks beautiful. Everything surrounding Minor Palooza, it's already done. Of course, the inner core of the campus is still under construction, but it won't affect. We have plenty of parking. We have every street available. So we just ask for people, you know, to come here with some time so that they can park at their leisure, you know, walk slowly towards Minor Palooza and enjoy the night.
What time does it start?
Today it starts at 6 o'clock.
So again, Minor Palooza tonight at 6 p.m. Come to the Party of the Century. We've been visiting with Director of Marketing for Athletics, Daniel Veal, and Jorge Vasquez, who is in charge of all the entertainment here on campus. What is your proper title?
I'm the Executive Director for Special Events.
But you play a doctor on the radio.
Yes, sometimes.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jorge.
And a band director.
And a band director and a cheerleader.
Only when needed, yes.
Thank you both very much for being with us here today. Don't forget Minor Palooza tonight at 6 p.m. and that's going to be on campus. And of course, you can't miss it. But do come early, because parking is going to be a little bit, not tough, but you know, you want to walk. You don't want to drive right up to Minor Palooza. You need to walk and enjoy the scenery that we have here on campus. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTAP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Elvin Elvis. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.